state legislators passed two laws aimed at protecting firefighters from toxic PFAS this year. One requires fire stations to buy PFAS-free gear, and another sets up a pilot program to test firefighters' blood for the chemicals. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the Indiana Chamber of Commerce wants to make sure those laws don't prevent Indiana manufacturers from using PFAS.
PFAS keep firefighting gear dry and could be one reason why firefighters have disproportionately high rates of cancer. Greg Ellis with the Chamber of Commerce says several Indiana companies use PFAS that doesn't dissolve in water to make things like medical devices, packaging, and metals, and that they should be allowed to continue to use them.
We just want to clarify that definition so that we can use those products and manage them properly.
Ellis says non-water soluble PFAS are safe. But a professor and environmental chemist at Indiana University says there's no evidence to support that, and that all PFAS should be removed from products. In fact, the Food and Drug Administration is phasing out a non-water-soluble PFAS chemical found in food packaging because of the health risks. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.